What about decreases in ejection fraction?
What a fascinating topic and a difficult topic to really understand fully. Because, you know, these trials are being done certainly throughout the United States and other parts of the world. The variability or accuracy of individual LVEF testing using either a MUGA or echocardiogram, it's really something that we need to understand. So although we're looking at LVEF, I put almost quotations in terms of the value I give to the specific numbers. But that's the best we have so far because we really cannot be doing central LVEF for thousands of women. But I tell you, we found patients in our study who've had a test, let's say, one day, and then the patient has a similar test the next day, and there could be a variability of more than 10%. So although we're using it, again, I think it's most important to look at clinical cardiac events.
And when you do look at ejection fractions, both in your study as well as the NSABP, what fraction of women have drops?
You know, we're still looking at this because I can tell you there are patients who have to drop even after the AC, even before they get the paclitaxel because of changes of LVEF. We presented this data at ASCO and certainly published a manuscript in JCO. But now we have many more patients, and we are drafting the new manuscript that will provide updated information.
Do you get ejection fractions in your patients off study?
If patients are receiving trastuzumab in the metastatic setting, we typically obtain a baseline left ventricular ejection fraction, and then we manage the patients based on clinical symptomatology. We do not automatically order LVEF evaluations. And I understand that the package insert of this drug recommends some type of monitoring, but there are no guidelines in terms of what monitoring or the frequency. And I feel because of the variability of LVEF and the value of this drug in terms of improving survival in the metastatic setting, that even if patients had a 10-15% decrease of ejection fraction, I would not withdraw trastuzumab from their therapeutic strategy. Because again, this is a drug that improves survival. In the adjuvant setting, I know we've been very rigorous in the conduct of N9831 because we haven't demonstrated the exact impact in terms of disease-free survival. Certainly, that's what we're doing in the trial.